This is a special report from ABC News. Gunfire at Chiefs rally. I'm Michelle Franzen. At least one person is dead and up to 15 others injured following a shooting in Kansas City at the Chiefs Super Bowl victory celebration. One fan described the chaos when the shooting began.
All of a sudden, people started crushing forward. Everybody started running. There was screaming. We didn't know what was happening, but this day and age, when people run, you run. And so I put my arms around her and we tried to push through so people wouldn't run on top of us. And there was a woman crying, saying something about somebody had been shot.
Police say two people are in custody. ABC's Aaron Katursky says federal agencies are also assisting in the investigation.
One of the key questions will be, was this somehow due to an agenda, a political or social agenda, or was this the result of some kind of criminal activity? And that may be where police are leaning at this point, but they haven't said for sure.
Authorities estimate 800,000 people turned out for the Chiefs' victory rally. This is ABC News. Sales of electric vehicles have been slowing down in recent months, but some new data indicates the market is still growing.
Global EV sales were up nearly 70% last month when compared to the same time last year. That's according to a new report from market research firm Rowmotion, which found for the U.S. and Canadian market sales up 41% over January 2023. But in the shorter term, the picture is different. EV sales declined between December 2023 and January 2024 by 14%. It comes as Ford scales back EV production and General Motors reinvests in hybrid powertrains. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
In Tokyo, activists handing out chocolates for Valentine's Day. They're marking the fifth anniversary of the launch of a legal battle to achieve marriage equality for same-sex couples. Japan is the only member of the group of seven nations that does not allow same-sex couples to legally marry and receive spousal benefits. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO Evening News Today is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. The winter weather advisory will take effect from midnight through 6 a.m. Thursday for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties. Tonight, lows of 28, southwest winds 5 to 15. Rain and snow developing after 8, becoming all snow during the overnight. Snow amounts vary, could be between 1 to 4 inches. Thursday, clearing skies, highs of 35, northwest winds 10 to 15, and on Friday, mixed skies, spotty, snow showers possible, highs of around 30. It's 46 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The state Senate yesterday passed a bill that would send $2 million to Richland County as part of a grant program designed to help local governments that were formerly home to two-year branch campuses of the Universities of Wisconsin. The bill requires the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to award grants for costs associated with the redevelopment of buildings or other sites owned by the county on which a branch campus will no longer be used for academic purposes. A branch campus is described in the bill as any of the former two-year college campuses that were partnered with a four-year UW System campus in the 2018 UW System restructuring. The bill also states that WEDC must award a $2 million grant to Richland County before awarding a grant to any of the other former UW campus entities. The Richland campus was the first in the system to close and is one of four so far that are closing. $6 million will be available for the grants in the first 2 years if it becomes law. The bill was authored by Senator Howard Markline. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch was thankful to Senator Markline and Assembly Representative Tony Kurtz for their work in getting this bill passed. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature Tuesday passed redistricting maps drawn by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux said they didn't want maps to be drawn by the liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Wisconsin voters deserve more certainty than Wisconsin Supreme Court is willing to provide. The legislature, we're going to step up, we're going to end this sham litigation and pass the governor's map.
Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee and most other Democrats voted no.
So forgive me for having a memory, but I am voting no because I do not trust what you guys are up to.
The maps also passed in the Assembly, where Speaker Robin Voss dismissed Democrats' concern that the move was a ploy to set up a court challenge. Evers indicated last week that he would sign the maps if they were not altered by lawmakers. Republicans in the state legislature passed a parent bill of rights in the Senate Tuesday, along party lines. The bill would grant 16 rights to parents or guardians of public school children. The rights range from approving pronouns and names used at school to challenging curriculum. If a district violates any of the rights in the bill, a parent or guardian can sue the district or government official for up to $10,000. The bill also requires school boards to hold a public hearing for any complaints filed by parents or guardians. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved Arlemine injection to treat severe frostbite in adults to reduce the risk of finger or toe amputation. Frostbite can occur in several stages, ranging from mild frostbite that does not require medical intervention and does not cause permanent skin damage to severe frostbite when both the skin and underlying tissue are frozen and blood flow is stopped, sometimes requiring amputation. Iloprost, the active ingredient in Arlemine, is a vasodilator that opens blood vessels and prevents blood from clotting. The most common side effects of Arlemine include headache, flushing, heart palpitations, fast heart rate, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, and hypotension. Arlemine also has a warning and precaution noting that it may cause symptomatic hypotension. The FDA granted the approval of Arlemine to Actelion Pharmaceuticals U.S. Incorporated. Nobody was hurt after a house caught fire in Lafarge yesterday morning. The fire destroyed the house and the garage next to it, according to Vernon County officials. First crews were called to the scene around 3:30 Tuesday morning. One person who was inside the house was able to get out safely, according to the Lafarge Fire Department. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. Public Health Sauk County and local hospitals have launched a community health survey of area residents ages 13 and older. The five-minute survey asks what is going well in the health of your community and what needs improvement. In past years, survey respondents focused on issues like mental health, substance use, housing, social isolation, healthy eating, exercise, and dental care. The survey is available online and on paper in both English and Spanish. Everyone who completes the survey has a chance to win one of 10 $100 gift cards. The confidential survey is part of a larger community health needs assessment that is done every 3 years. Results of the 2024 assessment will drive community health improvement plans through 2027. People who live or work in Sauk County are asked to fully participate in the community health assessment and improvement planning process. In addition to completing the survey, community members can join a listening session to share in-depth feedback about the health of their community or join a coalition or committee to help create change to improve community health. The survey is being conducted jointly by Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sauk Prairie Healthcare, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital, and Public Health Sauk County. It is available online at bit.ly/SaukSurvey. A Spanish version can be found at bit.ly/SaukSaud. For a paper survey or more information, Contact Jody Molitor, health educator, Public Health Sauk County at 608-355-4315. Treat your Valentine and support the Richland County Fairgrounds Improvement Committee at the same time. The annual Sweetheart Steak Dinner, sponsored by the Richland County Fairgrounds Committee, is being held this evening from now until 8 or sold out at the Nazarene Outreach Center. The meal, priced at $15, includes an 8-ounce steak, baked potato, salad, bread, cheese and relishes, milk and coffee, and dessert. Carryouts will also be available. Funds raised will help improve the facilities at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Please note the change in location. The Richland County Fairgrounds Improvement Committee Sweetheart Steak Supper will be served at the Nazarene Outreach Center. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for 2024 Specialty Crop Block Grants through 5 o'clock Tuesday evening, February 27th. Eligible projects include those that focus on enhancing the competitiveness of specialty crop industries through research, education, or market development. DATCAP encourages nonprofit organizations, producer groups, government agencies, universities, and other agricultural organizations to apply. Applications may involve collaborations or partnerships between entities. DATCAP will use a competitive review process to select the most qualified projects. Selected projects will be included in Wisconsin State Plan, which is submitted to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for approval and funding. Projects can receive grant funds for up to 3 years in duration. Typical projects receive between $10,000 and $100,000. Eligible project expenses include compensation for personnel, consultant services, materials, and supplies. In anticipation of receiving funding, selected project contracts and related work will begin in December 2024. Grant information and application materials, including a video detailing the application process, are available on the DATCAP website. For more information, contact DATCAP Grants at DATCPDADGrants@wisconsin.gov. The Executive Committee of Grant County Farm Progress Days has established a scholarship fund. Each year, a $500 scholarship will be awarded to a Grant County resident who is graduating high school. The student must be pursuing a course of study in a recognized 2- or 4-year School of Agriculture. The Agriculture and Extension Education Committee of the Grant County Board will award the scholarship based on scholastic achievement, extracurricular activities, an essay on career plans, and 2 letters of recommendation from non-family members. The scholarship is not need-based. However, if everything else is equal, need may be considered by the committee. The application deadline is March 1st of the student's senior year in high school. Application forms can be found at grant.extension.wisc.edu and can be mailed to the UW Extension office at 916 East Elm Street, Suite A in Lancaster. For more information, call 608-723-2125 for any questions. An expensive ATV has been lost after it fell through the ice in a bay near Superior. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says the ATV fell through the ice on Kilner Bay Thursday. Using drones, the Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources confirmed that the ATV fell into the water due to unstable ice conditions. Officials say that there wasn't a person in the water and the owner of the ATV is safe, but the owner lost the vehicle and some fishing equipment. The Sheriff's Office stressed that people stay off the ice, noting that there is currently no safe ice in the area. Today's winner of $75 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Joanne Tennant of Richland Center on ticket number 613.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Kenneth Allen Ressler, 71 of Warrens, died Friday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. A graveside service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery in Keysville. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Kenneth Allen Ressler, 71 of Warrens. Judith Ann Judy Berg, 80 of Spring Green, formerly of Plain, died Monday due to failing health. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial following at St. Luke's Catholic Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call Thursday at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home from 4 to 8. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church Friday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The family requests memorial donations in lieu of flowers. Judith Ann Judy Berg, 80 of Spring Green, formerly of Plain. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85 of Lone Rock, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bear Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 5 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85 of Lone Rock. Evelyn May Romanowski, 90 of Dodgeville, formerly of Richland Center, died Friday at Upland Hills Nursing Home after a brief illness. A private celebration of life will be held in Nashville, Tennessee. In lieu of flowers, consider donating to Upland Hills Hospice. The Gorgon, McGinley, and Ayers Funeral Home in Dodgeville is assisting the family of Evelyn May Romanowski, 90 of Dodgeville, formerly of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Yet again, another warm February day as high temperatures soared to the upper 40s. As you know, this is unseasonable warmth for winter, but we got this warm because of the storm system that's pushing our way. A winter weather advisory goes into effect tonight at midnight and lasts through 6 o'clock tomorrow morning for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties. How low will our temperatures go and how much snow? Here for us, this means we'll see rain starting to push in after 9 o'clock tonight. It'll quickly flip to a wintry mix around midnight and then turn to all snow through the overnight hours and winds down by early tomorrow morning. With 5 hours of snowfall, heavy at times, will likely accumulate 3 to 5 inches. Not to mention, the winds are going to start to get pretty breezy too, gusting up to 25 to 30 miles per hour, dragging in cooler temperatures where highs will only hit the mid-30s tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, we'll start off mostly cloudy and gradually become sunny throughout the day. The good news is, with the sunshine and above freezing temperatures for a small window throughout the day, we should be able to clear the snow away. Because otherwise, we stay below freezing throughout Friday and even Saturday, under a mix of sun and clouds, and we don't see those 40s again until Sunday. Oh yeah, and a ton of sunshine too. We'll take it. Unfortunately, I'm not sure if the snow is going to stick around for too long, considering temperatures climb to the mid and upper 40s on Monday and Tuesday. With these partly sunny skies and above average highs, it might be melting away. But regardless, drive safe tonight or tomorrow morning throughout the snowfall. Give yourself extra time. Take it easy on those ramps, turns, roundabouts, and exits. And remember to give the plows plenty of space. Happy Valentine's Day and enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It is a cloudy 46 degrees, 47 our high today. And yesterday we had a high of 40 degrees. Our morning low today is 20 and no precipitation. A record high for this day, 61 in 1954, a record low 24 below in 1951. Last year on this day, our high was 48 and our low was 31. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7. Again, no precipitation. The barometer, though, falling. It's at 30.4, and we have light easterly winds. Again, it's 46 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. When it comes to the new year for the NFL, that is coming up in a month, and the Packers will be faced with deciding which free agents on the team's roster to keep. Green Bay is expected to move on from most of its unrestricted free agents, according to the analysts. Players like safety Darnell Savage, running back A.J. Dillon, and tight end Josiah DeGuara may not be coming back. Green Bay could, though, be trying to maintain some continuity along the offensive line by keeping John Runyon Jr. and Caleb Jones. It's expected that wide receiver Bo Melton will also be retained. The Brewers have made recent roster moves that may suggest that they're heading in two opposite directions, one of which was when they traded Cy Young Award winner Corbin Burnes to the Orioles. With starter Brandon Woodruff already gone, it's hard to name a starting rotation right now, an area that's been a strength in the recent past. It would help a lot if Aaron Ashby could bounce back from a lost season, and new starter Jacob Junis could extend his good work for the Giants over 86 innings to something closer to 180 innings. The answers will all come during spring training, which is getting underway in Arizona.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Houston Astros ace Justin Verlander says he's a little bit behind schedule due to off-season shoulder inflammation that could prevent him from being ready to pitch on opening day. Verlander, who turns 41 next Tuesday, called the injury a little hiccup today, but he added he will be really cautious on how he's building up. The three-time Cy Young Award winner spoke on the first official day for pitchers and catchers at Astros camp. Ohio State has fired seventh-year basketball coach Chris Holtmann, with the Buckeyes in the middle of another subpar season. Associate head coach Jake Deibler will run the program for the rest of the season, and search for a new head coach will commence then, the school said in a statement. Ohio State is 14-11, 4-10 in the Big Ten, and has lost 9 of the last 11. In 2022 to 2023, the Buckeyes suffered their first losing season in nearly two decades, finishing 16-19 and 5-15 in the Big Ten. Also, she's the player with the best three-point contest performance in NBA or WNBA history. He's made more three-pointers than anyone who's ever played at the highest level. Sabrina Ionescu and Stephen Curry. She's one of his favorites. He is one of her idols. And on Saturday night in Indianapolis at All-Star Weekend, they will go head-to-head in a three-point contest. Steph versus Sabrina, one that's already got both of them amped up for a competition on the global stage like none other between NBA and WNBA stars. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great buys this month include Prime Guard Ultra Pure DEF 2.5 gallon jug is on sale at $8.99. Plus Ace Rust Stop 15-ounce spray can is 2 for $12, and Ace Premium 12-ounce can is 2 for $10. Also, Ace Basic Furnace Air Filters are still on sale. Buy 3, get 1 free, and stop in to see these and many other products at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hogs were mostly higher Wednesday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. Watching harvest activity in Brazil and a drier near-term forecast for parts of southern Brazil and Argentina, domestic crush margins are solid, but export demand continues to be slow for U.S. beans. March soybeans were down 15 and three quarters, 1170 and a half. May was 15 and a half lower at 1176 and a quarter. March bean meal was down $1.50 at 343.30. March soybean oil was 95 points lower at 46.35. Corn was down on fund and technical selling, monitoring development weather in Argentina and second crop planting in Brazil. Ethanol and export demand are good, but corn's looking at a large domestic supply. March was down 6.5 at 424 and a quarter, and May was 6 lower at 437 and a quarter. And wheat closed lower on fund and technical selling. World wheat prices have dropped again over the past week with the lowest in Russia and Ukraine. Near-term U.S. winter wheat conditions look dry, but still mostly favorable, especially when compared to the last couple of years. March Chicago was down 12 at 585 and a half. March Kansas City was 6.75 lower at 587 and three quarters. March Minneapolis wheat was down 9.25 at 662 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were lower. Watching direct cash cattle business develop during the session at lower than a week ago prices. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a moment. April live is down $1.10 at 184. June was 142 lower at 181.12. March feeders were down $1.77 at 246.22, and April was 215 lower at 249.60. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade and technical buying. April lean was up 345 at 84.52. June was $2.07 higher at 96.77. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock after this.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
More.
A light to moderate direct cash cattle trade took place on Wednesday. Live deals in the South are marked at $180, $2 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Asking prices were holding firm. Look for more business to develop, especially in the North over the balance of the week. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for light offerings. Choice up $1.73 at $2.94. Select close $1.28 lower at $2.84.02. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs were narrowly mixed with a moderate negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 4 cents higher with a weighted average of 68.21. The Iowa Minnesota was 13 cents lower with a weighted average of 68.51. And the Western Corn Belt closed 4 cents higher with a weighted average of 68.49. Pork values were lower, down $1.26 at $85.90. And estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, down 6,000 on the week and up more than 11,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Some lawmakers say food security needs to be the top priority in farm bill discussions. During a House Ag Committee hearing Wednesday, ranking member David Scott of Georgia said hunger cannot be overlooked.
We want to reduce hunger. Hunger is a serious problem.
He said the SNAP program should be strengthened. More news is next.
At Compere Financial, we're defined by you, your hopes for the future, as well as what you need today. As a local member-owned cooperative, you shape how we serve agriculture and rural communities. As a partner and part of your community, we're here for you with personalized service and expertise you can rely on. Contact your local Compere Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compere.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
The.org.
The cost of agricultural inputs and its impact on food prices was debated during a House Ag Committee hearing on Wednesday. Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson said producers haven't been able to catch any breaks when it comes to fertilizer.
We're not producing more fertilizer. We're not reducing the cost of production. We're not making food more affordable. However, we are burdening the taxpayer.
However, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack pushed back on that claim.
I need to tell you that in 4 states, we are, in fact, producing more fertilizer. In Florida, Missouri, Alabama, and Montana. There are 4 of 40 projects that we've invested in, construction underway in the other 36, and there'll be more coming.
A policy analyst says he's interested to hear more about the Biden administration's take on the proposed farm bill at USDA's Ag Outlook Forum this week. Pat Westhoff tells Brownfield.
Suppose the secretary is going to make some comments that may talk about how Charter Act authority could be part of a solution. Very interested to hear what he has to say about it, because I'm not quite sure I understand what he has in mind.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
The importance of soil pH to soybean yields. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel Brand Seed on Brownfield. Soil pH can have a serious impact on soybean yields. In this Managing for Profit, Todd Watts, a Channel technical agronomist, talks about how those factors impact yield success. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game.
Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
At Bayer, we think farmers have made enough trade-offs. That's why we created VT4 Pro with RNAi technology, so you don't have to choose between yield potential or our widest spectrum of insect protection. You get both. And you're even protected against notorious pests like corn earworm and corn rootworm. Visit VT4Pro.com to trait up without the trade-offs. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2023 Bayer Group, all rights reserved.
Channel technical agronomist Todd Watts tells Brownfield if farmers know their soil conditions or fertility isn't quite where it should be, there are steps they can take to improve it.
First and foremost, soil testing is extremely critical. Generally, we recommend every 3 to 4 years doing a soil test. You know, I like to see grid sampling. Oftentimes, that's on a 2.5 acre grid. It can be a 5 acre grid, or you can often do, if you know what your zones are across the field, you can do zone sampling so that you're kind of sampling similar type soils. But first and foremost, know what your soil test levels are. And then you can kind of decide, once you find out where they're at, are you in the low to very low categories of P and K? If so, what do you need to do to kind of build those levels back up? If you're in that optimum level or high to very high, then you have to decide, okay, then you're oftentimes you're from the optimum, then you can look at what you're removing and then just do a replacement process, both with the corn and soybeans, but or on a two-year rotation. Or if you're in that higher to very high, then maybe you just want to again still be in that replacement category. Or if you're trying to manage your economics on it, you don't necessarily have to apply a full rate just for that removal. But it just kind of depends on what the strategy is. If you own the farm or if you're renting, kind of where you want to go on in that category. But first and foremost, you have to know what you have, and soil testing is extremely important to do that.
And when it comes to selecting the best product for your field, Watts says farmers can consult their Channel Seed Pro.
They know locally what's recommended, and particularly knowing our varieties that we have and being able to maximize the yield of those varieties, again, whether it's based on disease selection or if you're that grower that has everything pretty well set, being able to push those soybean yields to the next level and again maintaining that fertility.
To learn more about Channel and managing soil, Watts says farmers should reach out to their Channel Seed Pro or visit channel.com. I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel Brand Seed on Brownfield.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
The changing seasons mirror the changing seasons of our lives. Each offers something special. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We're committed to celebrating life. We strive to help you celebrate the life of a loved one who has been lost, and we work hard to help the living open new seasons of life, recovering from the grief that comes with loss. Whatever your season in life, we are always willing to help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service and Gattiger Pratt Funeral Home.
20 minutes away from 6 o'clock as our evening continues on this Valentine's Day. Hopefully yours is going well. We're down to 45 degrees, cooling down just a bit here. Of course, starting a little bit ago and continuing until gone, Richland County Fairgrounds Improvement Committee holding its annual Sweetheart Steak Supper. And that's at the Nazarene Outreach Center. Cost $15 per person. Carryouts are also available. Should be a good time there. As we head back to music now, we'll hear a song from Kenny Chesney. I'd let you know the song, the name of the song, but it's, it's on the tip of my tongue.
I love the dimples in the small of your back, the way they're speaking to me just like that. Red wine made my imagination run. Oh, I can taste it on the tip of my tongue. Let it run, let it roll. Baby, I am under your control. Love me fast, kiss me slow. Hang on to anything you can hold. It's a long way down to where I wanna go. It's a It's a long way down. I'm a loaded gun, but I love you some sugar on the tip of my tongue. Girl, believe me when I say it's true. Nobody makes me feel the way you do. Well, I love you from the morning till the setting sun, yeah. I can taste the ocean on the tip of my tongue. Let it run, let it roll. Baby, I am under your control. Love me fast, kiss me slow. Hang on to anything you can hold. All said and done, everything about you's on the tip of my tongue.
I bet one of his friends let my name slip again, and it sent you down a rabbit hole spinning. Now you know I sing, know my sign, know my drink sizes me up in a matter of minutes. You mean to double tap that spring break throwback from 2016 and PCB? Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend scrolling through my Instagram, tearing me down, passing the phone around like there's nothing better to talk about. Zooming out, zooming in, overanalyzing how the queen of the mean girls committed. But hey, I'm not pretty.
just one of those girls that peaked in high school.
Yeah, right.
That light on in the kitchen here on WRCO. Down to 44 degrees. Also, just a reminder that this week, a Red Cross blood drive is coming up on Friday from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Appointments can be made by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, by visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The Wisconsin Farm Center is available to answer questions and connect farmers to resources. The team works to support Wisconsin's agriculture economy. Farmers needing a welcoming ear to talk to. please call the 24/7 Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-888-901-2558. This message in support of farm families is a service of Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizzy, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults. Nothing is everything. SkyRizzy helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizzy and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Kick off your weekend with TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill in Richland Center. Fridays are all about mouth-watering fish, and Saturdays it's prime rib perfection. Planning a special event? They've got you covered with catering and a banquet hall. Reservations welcome. From their homemade bacon to daily barbecue specials, they keep you guessing. Open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Closed on Tuesdays. Dive into the fish and prime rib from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. complimented by a fresh salad bar every day. Enjoy quality meat from your hometown locker and savor the perfection of hand-cut fries. TKO Barbecue, where every meal is a knockout.
It's like jumping, it's like leaping, it's like walking on the ceiling. It's like floating, it's like flying through the air. It's like soaring, it's like gliding, it's a rocket ship you're riding. It's a feeling that can take you anywhere. So why they call it falling? Why they call it falling? Why they call it falling? I don't know. There was passion, there was laughter, the first morning after. I just couldn't get my feet to touch the ground. Every time we were together, we talked about forever. I was certain it was heaven we had found. So why they call it falling? Why they call it falling? A knife through the heart. When it all comes apart, it's like someone takes a pin to your balloon. It's a hole.